everyone, and welcome back to Small Talks with E. On today's episode, I'll be talking about what to do before starting your business and my biggest pieces of advice for it. If you're not already following this podcast, make sure to do so now, and let's get into it. Okay, so biggest pieces of advice, let's get into it. I just said that. Anyways, so welcome. Hello, hope you guys are having a great day. So, first of all, let's start from the beginning. So, I get so many requests for this episode. People are like, what should I do before starting it? What do I do if I haven't completely made up my mind that I want to start my business, but if I were to, I can have everything done beforehand. Basically, just like prep before you dive into the business community and just kind of like launch everything. And if you're still kind of on the line between starting your business and not, this is what to do if you kind of want to, you know, try some things out. So I tell people this all the time. My biggest thing is research. Before research, my biggest thing is to decide what you want to sell, because the social medias, the materials, everything can wait. But if you're starting a business, the first thing you want to figure out is what you're going to sell, because that's what your business is based off of. It's based off of your products, and how you present them. So, of course, it varies from each person. People sell different things. Of course, my first thought, I don't really know, like, the only thing I could really think of selling was stickers, which is my, like, main thing still nowadays. But it's just important to kind of, you know, think about what you're passionate about. If you like designing things, if you want to do digital products, if you want to do sewn items or apparel or just anything. But it's all deciding what product you want to sell is the main part of it, and you can't really go to anyone else for advice on it, because they don't know what you want to sell. They know what they want to sell, because it's just probably deciding what product you want to sell is the hardest for me, because it just took me a while. At first I was like, I kind of did want to do phone cases at the beginning a little bit too. I was kind of like phone cases or like keychains, but I stuck on stickers, as you can tell, but it's just up to you. So it does, just make sure you take your time before you start and before you fully dive into the business thing, to decide what you want to sell. And, you know, kind of research some things. If you're thinking about selling, you know, jewelry, maybe kind of look at some examples of that and kind of jewelry you want to sell, like if you want to sell rings and how you would make those a little bit. But you don't have to start just selling one item. Of course, I just started selling stickers, but you can, you know, launch your business with jewelry, stickers, clothing, and it can have as much as you want. So it's just really a personal thing at the beginning, is deciding what you want to sell, deciding, you know, how you want to make those products. But the biggest thing is just deciding what you want to sell. I keep on repeating myself. I feel like I'm being very repetitive in this episode. I apologize. But I really can't help people with that, because it's all personal opinion. Of course, you can go to people and look at suggestions of what they think you should sell and what you would be good at. But just kind of take into consideration your talents and, you know, kind of the space and the time that you have and what kind of products you can make depending on those variables. So that's the first thing you want to decide, is what you're going to sell. Not really going to speak more on that, because like I said, I can't really do anything about it. Like, it's just all personal, and you have to decide that for yourself. But the next thing, like I was going to start, was research. So after you've chosen what you want to sell, I'm going to use, for instance, in this episode, stickers, because that is, you know, kind of the route that I went. And it's just kind of easier to talk about the aspects of it, I feel like. So say you decide you want to sell stickers. Research. I cannot talk. Research your materials that you want to buy, what kind of packaging you're going to need for your stickers. And I'll talk about this in a little bit. I had a funny situation with that. The kind of packaging you're going to need. And another big thing is researching postage. So if you're going to ship all these items from your house or wherever you are, you need to have the correct postage so that it will get to your customer. So you need to, you know, figure out how much each product is approximately going to weigh. If you need envelopes, boxes, bubble mailers, whatever, you might ship it in poly mailers. That's very, very important, because I've run into a lot of incidents where I don't have the proper amount of postage for my stickers or other products that I've sold. So researching. The first thing that you want to research is your materials before you research everything else, because the materials that you buy will tell you about how much, you know, each product is going to weigh. You know, if you kind of look at the materials that you have, I don't know, sorry, I just kind of drew a blank there. Anyways, but researching the materials. So if you're selling stickers, you want to find a good sticker paper. At least that's what I use. Some people buy sticker paper and then laminate on top, which makes it waterproof. I'm testing out the waters on some different types of sticker paper right now. But I know a lot of sticker sellers, they start out, or at least how I start out, is buying some sticker paper, which you want to find the materials that are best quality, but are also in your budget. I'll talk on the budget in just a little bit, but you want to find some sticker paper that's good quality, but you don't go into debt when buying it, because there is a lot of great quality, you know, even vinyl sticker paper out there that's really good, but it can be really expensive, and that's where you have to watch out. So for me, I got my sticker paper from online labels. They have like 100 pack of not waterproof sticker paper for $13, and that's kind of how I started out. Not waterproof. I do get the waterproof kind now. But researching the materials that fit your budget, and you want them to be good quality so that your products will last, obviously. I mean, that's like the main thing, is wanting your products to last with your customers. So like researching sticker paper, some other materials you might need, is like scissors if you're gonna hand cut them. I recommend if you're starting a sticker business to hand cut them, because if you want to buy a Cricut machine right off the bat, those things are, you know, around $200 a piece, and that is a lot of money, obviously. So you might not want to start out with that. Over time, you can work and build up, you know, some savings for a Cricut machine like I did. So at first, I just started out with a pair of scissors and a sheet of sticker paper. Another thing you might want to search up, I didn't really do this myself, is printers. I use my home printer. It works good. It's not the best. I'm kind of looking into buying one. I don't really know where that's going to go, but most people, I think, have printers at home, and that's what I use, and it works pretty good. It's an Epson Workforce something. It's relatively old. It is getting kind of up there in the years, but hopefully I can get my own printer. And if you're planning on buying a printer, I don't really have much advice on those, but I feel like the price range for those is about $80 to $100. This is, of course, if you're making stickers. If you're making any other product, I really don't know, but I'll talk about notepads in a second, because that's another product that I sell. So yeah, printers, don't really know a whole lot about those. Ink can be very expensive, so, you know, just keep that in mind. So printers might be important. Like I said, sticker paper, printers, scissors, Cricut machines, you can figure out those things. But I recommend starting with just scissors if you're doing stickers, because Cricut machines are expensive, and it just takes time. So you want to get the materials for the product that you're going to make. You kind of want to figure out how much each product is going to weigh, depending on how much product you use or material you use for that product. It gets confusing with the slang that I'm using. But the next thing is packaging. So packaging, the biggest thing for me is my very first order, I sent out in a plain white envelope, nothing else, no logo sticker, basic address. I despise it. I want my packaging to be cute. I want it to be representative of my brand. And I also want it to be, you know, stands out a little bit, unique, you know, like I said. So I do use purple envelopes. I make my logo stickers and put them on the back. I use washi tape, you know, for decoration, you know, just adds like a personal touch to my packages. And whenever people get them, it might, you know, it just might look cuter. I also do business cards as part of my packaging. I kind of put those into there. And a lot of people think that you have to start out, and this goes for any product that you're making, that you have to automatically start out and you have to buy business cards. You don't really have to. Of course, it's always nice, because then people can, you know, just get an extra piece of your brand whenever their package comes. And I do like business cards, but I didn't get some until later, and I feel like it worked out okay. You know, it's all just a money thing, which I will talk about budget here in a second. So researching packaging. Packaging just depends. A lot of people, if you're making bigger items like phone cases or heavier items like, let's see, apparel, will get bubble mailers or poly mailers. I don't really know a whole lot about those. Like I said, I just am not really in that part of the business industry. But I do know heavier items need more secure packaging, hence the name bubble mailer, which will keep your packages more safe and secure when transporting them. Very important that your products do not break. I've had a few mishaps whenever I've received some before, and I know that it's important to have the correct packaging for those. So another part of the research is you can be like, if you're making phone cases, for example, you could search it up and you could be like, what kind of packaging do phone cases ship in? I know it's like a basic question, but like people will tell you, and there'll be things on the internet that'll tell you. And especially if you're selling bigger things like apparel, you might need poly mailers. Just like depends on the size of your product, what kind of shipping and packaging materials you need. Of course, just depends, and just make sure you get the thing that works best for your product. Next thing to research is shipping. Like I said, postage. I've pretty much talked about it earlier, but just making sure you know how much each shipping cost is, and how much, you know, how many stamps you need, or like if you're shipping from an envelope, you know, just shipping in general. And you can always go to, like, I go to a USPS store, and they can tell you kind of shipping information, and they have like guides and help pages that can help you figure out how much you need to pay per package. But you can find a lot of other resources that'll help you depending on the product that you're selling. Cause like I said, I don't know everything about every single product anyone's going to sell. But there's always other resources online and other businesses that sell different things that'll help you. But you can always Google stuff. I know Google might not seem like the, you know, most worthy, but there is helpful articles that can help you figure out, you know, prices and stuff. But the next thing I'm going to talk about, so that's pretty much it for researching, packaging, postage, and product materials. Three P's, I guess. I'll make it into like a quirky little graphic, I guess, you know, just like saying the three P's: packaging, postage, product materials. Just research those and make sure you take your time going to multiple sources to get the correct information that you need, because if you just go to one source for everything, it might not be correct, just depending on that person's experience of whoever wrote that. Yeah, this episode's a little bit funky to me. I feel a little bit funky. It's okay, I haven't recorded an episode in a week or two, but anyways, sorry, I'm just rambling at this point. Next thing to do before starting your business, I talked about, you know, deciding what product you're going to sell, the three P's, and research. Next thing that I was going to talk about is pricing and budget, okay? So, of course, money is the ultimate factor in pretty much everything that you do, because if you don't have enough money to buy stuff, then you can't, I guess. Like, it's simple. I recommend before starting to try and save a little bit of money beforehand. It is a little bit difficult, especially if you're a young teen entrepreneur and you don't have a job. I know people that are like 12 or 13 and they just simply don't have jobs, and that's okay. That's kind of why they're starting their business, you know? You can ask your parents for help. I've had to ask my parents, especially at the beginning, you know, kind of a loan. I did end up paying them back, but like a loan, I know sometimes you can get loans from the bank. I've never done one of those, but you can have other people help you out with the money situation. But I recommend having, you know, some of your savings and saving up to buy the materials that you need. So your budget kind of depends on how much money you have. If you really don't have a lot of money, it might be a little bit harder to find quality supplies to make your products, but you just kind of want to be careful with that and not spend too much on one aspect. And if you need to wait a little bit to start, and you need to save more money to buy these materials, that's okay. Don't feel pressured to start at like a week after you get that idea. You know, take, you know, a month or two if you need to decide which thing will be best for you, if you need to save money or if you just need some time, then that is okay. I feel like a lot of people always feel like they want to jump right in after they have this idea. They're like, oh my gosh, I need to start launching now. Come on. It's okay to take your time. No one's going to be expecting you to be like, come on, do this now. You know, no one's just going to be like, go. They're going to be like, okay, take your time. And if they're not, then they're just not nice, I guess. Anyways, but your budget really sets the tone for everything else that you're going to do. Pricing, like I was saying, pricing your products. It's always important to have the right amount of pricing and prices. Emily, you're being repetitive. Anyways, but you guys get the point. You just want to price everything based on the materials that you have and like the time and labor that it took you to make those products. So for me, my stickers are $1.75, and I'll tell you my pricing equation. People have asked me for this, and I tend not to tell them, but you guys get this exclusive sneak peek. So I do kind of have an equation that determines how much each product is priced. So my stickers, one singular sticker is $1.75, right? Each of my stamps that I use are 55 cents. My envelopes, how much are my envelopes? I don't know, but they are around 40, 30 cents a piece, so that's 70 cents. My business cards take up a portion of that. I can't really remember like the exact percentage of how much they are, but business cards do come with that because I do have, if I'm putting one of my business cards in my packages, I need to pay for that because I can't give out a whole lot of stuff for free because then I'll just lose money. Anyway, so my envelopes, stamps, packaging materials like my washi tape, my business cards go into that. And then, of course, the cost of the amount of sticker paper it took me to make that. I need a little bit of cost to pay for my Cricut machine because that bad boy is expensive. When I tell you, I've worked with him many occasions, and sometimes my Cricut, does not cooperate. Anyway, so a little bit of that goes to pay off my Cricut machine, and then the sticker paper, and then the ink, and then, of course, a little bit for the time it took me to make that design, because some of my designs can take me a lot of time, days even, just because I need to perfect them and I can't get them just exactly the way I want them. And then the labor and kind of like the time it took me to make those items. Overall, that's pretty much all my aspects that I use to put into my equation. I can't really give out the exact numbers because I don't really know them off the top of my head. I should have written them down, but I did not. Anyways, so yeah. Pricing. You want to have everything exactly priced. I've seen some people that will price each of their stickers at $5, and I feel like that is outrageous. Unless you're getting like super amazing quality sticker paper or, you know, packaging materials, then, you know, yeah. But I feel like some people do overprice their products, and that can make people turn away because those prices just aren't, they're too much. They just don't make sense for what you're selling. So it's important to like have a little bit of room for profit, but don't, you know, take the price that you had and then multiply it by 5, because that's way too much money that person should be paying for those products, and you're not going to get a lot of customers if your products are overpriced. That's just simple. That's just business and how it is. You can't have products too expensive because no one will buy them. Like, self-explanatory. It just makes me a little bit frustrated because I see these sticker businesses that sell their stickers for a really, really high price. And yes, their products may be amazing, great, top-notch, next-level quality, but does it really cost that much to make it, or are they just overpricing them because they want a lot of profit? And you do want a little bit of profit to pay for the other stuff or, you know, for yourself, but you don't want to have $1 for the customer to pay and then $4 for the customer to pay for your profit, because that's just not ethical. Like, you get what I'm saying? Because overpricing is real and it's not good. You do need space for profit, but not 4 times the original price. You know what I mean? Underpricing is also real. I did, whenever I first sold my stickers, I sold them at 75 cents instead of $1.75. I don't agree with that. That was a sad time. It was a sad time. Because I just didn't know how to price and I didn't research anything before I started. So that's why I'm making this episode, is to help you guys before you start, or if you have just started, or if you like started a year ago, like even that. Because I had no idea what pricing was. I was not a girl boss. I was not very good at it. Anyways, but I did not know what pricing was. I definitely underpriced my stuff for the amount of time it took me to design those, to cut them, because cutting stickers hand by hand takes a lot of time. It's really frustrating. I'm glad I don't do that anymore. But if you still do that, I relate to you guys. It is the worst. It's my least favorite part about it whenever I did do that. Anyways, but I just didn't know how much it would cost to ship it. I just, like, one stamp was 55 cents, and I was selling this for 75 cents without even taking into consideration the rest of my stuff. Like, do you see the problem? I'm very ashamed. That was my least favorite thing. Also, let me talk about another thing. This kind of has to do with packaging materials. So whenever I first started my business, or before I started, just a little bit, I went on Uline.com, which they sell a bunch of shipping supplies, packaging supplies, and I bought 50 6x2-inch boxes because I thought you ship stickers in a box. I know, take a moment, cry. I do, whenever I think about this. But those boxes, even if they weighed like nothing, the box itself takes $3.50 to ship. I never ship something in that box because after I got that shipment, after I paid for them, which, you know, it was like $25 for 50 of those, just because I hadn't researched that at all. So do not pull an Emily and buy boxes to ship your stickers in, because that's just not how it works. You can ship those in envelopes for $2 cheaper. I'm very ashamed. Anyways, but basically, I got the wrong packaging supplies because I really thought, I was like, I'm going to make it so special whenever these people order their stickers, they're going to come in this box, and there's going to be like tissue paper, and there's going to be this and this and this in there. But that was overpricing, and that was not very smarting on my part. So do not buy boxes unless you're using them for the correct product. I don't think I've ever shared that with anyone, but the big box that all those 50 boxes came in is actually sitting on the floor right next to me. And I look at it and I feel sad because that was a waste of my money. It's very good for wrapping Christmas presents though. So, you know, I kind of use it, but it's just been kind of sitting there. I do need to sell them, actually. I probably should sell them. Anyways, so that's a fun little story about my mistakes, so that you do not do those. Oh my gosh, those were the days. That was like August of 2020. Sad. Anyways, also it's been a 1 year. Emily Craspy 1 year. Swag. Congrats to me. Anyways, I didn't really celebrate it that much. Next, so talking about pricing, overpricing, underpricing. Please do not do either. And if you need to take time to figure out your pricing equation, I recommend coming up with a pricing equation that's accurate for the, you know, materials and stuff. And writing it down so that you know how to price your products. Very helpful pricing equations are, and you just want to take time to make sure that you get the right prices for your products. I cannot stress it enough because I've had so many bad memories with it. Anyways, so budget, save money, if you can, and it's okay to borrow money from people if you eventually pay them off. If you haven't paid off whoever you borrowed money from, please do that now. Anyways, next, I think that was pretty much all the points I had. So the 3 P's, product materials, packaging, postage. Huge. Look up postage on the USPS, I think, or UPS. I don't know. The big mail carrier. Look up their website. They have so many helpful guides that will tell you how much each thing costs. And especially also for international shipping. If you're planning on doing international shipping, if you live in the US or wherever you live, they have great guides for that. And I also recommend, if you're doing international shipping from the US with stickers, get international stamps for, how much were they, 12? I don't know. Anyways, you can get them at your local post office. I got international stamps. Whew. Anyways, so that pretty much, I feel like that covers a lot of the stuff to do. Just researching is the huge part of it, because other people have made the same mistakes that you may make in the future, and they will let you know stuff. Even, like, I can't tell everyone everything of what's correct. But researching online, and even, like, asking your parents, or, you know, stopping by the post office and asking your mail person, how do I ship this? And they will tell you. Like, they'll literally help you. They're there to help you. That's their job. But asking, researching, huge. You want to get advice from people who have done what you're going to do before, so that you can get the right information. You know what I mean? Anyways, So yeah, that's pretty much it for the advice I have before starting your business. A lot of it is money-based and pricing, but that is, you know, the whole basis of your business is selling products, which includes money. Yeah, so I think that's about it. Of course, if you guys have any podcast requests, you can now send me voice messages through the Anchor app or website if you have an account. So, make sure to leave me some of those, or you can check out our Instagram at Small Talks with the podcast with the period in between each word. And thank you guys so much for 330 plus followers on that. There'll be episode updates and sound bites there every time we upload. And I also put some fun polls on our stories and suggestions and stuff. So make sure to go follow us there. That's about all the social medias we have. But thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I hope this helped you guys. Especially, I've gotten so many requests for this one. You know, what do I do before starting? How do I do this? How do I figure out postage? And I hope this helps you guys. And don't be afraid to ask people for help. I know it might feel scary or embarrassing, but people will help you and they're not gonna shame you for it. Anyways, so I hope this helped you guys start your business, or if you already started, I hope this helps you improve your business. And as always, thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you guys next episode. Bye!